Good morning and welcome to episode 67 of Martin Uncut. Today it's April the 8th, 2021. And today's episode is Evernote and the straw that broke the camel's back. In Sweden, we have this expression that goes something like the droplet that caused the beaker to overflow, or the last nail in the coffin. I believe the English equivalent would be something like the straw that broke the camel's back. And last week, the droplet that made the beaker overflow, it drowned the camel so that we needed to put the last nail into the coffin. Evernote, strike three, you're out. So I've been complaining for a long time of Evernote being buggy and unstable. But last week, I also lost data. And that is definitely the first time that has happened for me, at least for the last 5 years or so. I created a note for episode 60 file, that is the journaling episode that I published this Monday. I was putting my youngest daughter to bed and was sitting and writing in Evernote on my iPad. I probably spent around like 20, 30 minutes or so and was pretty happy with the result. The day after, I was going to go to prepare the yesterday's episode, so episode 66, the Flying Spaghetti Monster episode. But I couldn't find my journaling script because usually I have one script that is long and contain the whole week's episodes. And this, of course, first made me doubt where I had written it and on what device. But after some thinking, I just reconstructed how the day was before. I was sure. I had done it definitely on my iPad. And now the note is not there anymore. So, of course, I Googled the issue a bit and I found some step that you need to do when you try to find it. And this being installing the latest version of Evernote, which, of course, my iPad is also updating, so I should have. And I also looked, I didn't have any pending updates. And you should also check the trash folder. And I checked the trash folder both on the iPad and also logged into the web client of Evernote so I could see if it was in the cloud. But there was nothing there that was related to this particular note that I have written. So I decided to raise a support case or a support ticket. And almost immediately I got an autoresponder back saying more or less that you should check the communities and case closed. If you need anything, you need to come back. So, I wasn't happy. My problem wasn't solved. So, I responded to the ticket and sent through. I did a very detailed description of what happened and the timestamps and everything, or rough timestamps because I didn't know exactly the time, but I mean, an hour here and there. And I also submitted the activity logs over from my iPad and to them. And then I had to wait a little bit, and there was some other templated mail coming through with more or less the same instructions again. But I endured, and I responded quickly and gave them exactly what they needed. I mean, they should give me support. I paid for it, and I paid for it for many, many years. So I'm pursuing this and expecting to get an answer. After a bit back and forwards and a few more days passing, they sent the case onwards to their technical group for deeper investigation. And then there was silence. Actually, it was silence until yesterday, and I'll get back to that soon. And there has been now almost a week, and there's still no resolution on this. And yes, there has been Easter, so there has been more a week day or holidays during this time. So the support time could be a bit delayed. I definitely understand that. But at this point, I doubt I will get a good response. And there's two reasons for that. Yesterday, they came back again and they just said, but hey, we found a note here. But that was a different note and it wasn't even created on the right day or anything like that. So it was just a sloppy attempt to try to brush it over. But the reason I don't think that I will ever get a solution to this is because I looked into the activity logs generated by the device myself. And it's a flat text file, so it's really easy to read and see what's going on. And by just going back, scrolling up in this activity file for a little bit, I could fairly easily see that I found the time where I was working on the note, and there was multiple entries in the log saying that the note was changed, updated, and you could see the timestamp. So the time I provided to them is roughly correct, and also the time I worked on the note, so that kind of corresponds. But I can't see the note title, of course. It just says unknown or something like that. But I can also see the UID that the note got. So it's definitely there. I was working on the device and something happened. But I can also see that there is a log error saying that it can't save the note because the database was locked. So in other words, this note is gone forever. I never got any error messages on screen, which I should have gotten. Because if I would have gotten that error message on screen, of course, I could just copy the whole text and paste it into another application. And there is also plenty of space on the device. I mean, I think there is 120 gigabyte in total on the device or something like that. And there is like 25 free. So there is plenty of space. So there is an internal bug that caused this not to be able to save. So note's gone. I'm not devastated. I could fairly easily just rewrite the script. But the thing that annoys me a lot here is the slowness of how they're dealing with severe issues. I mean, what can they have that is more severe than data loss? I mean, even if they are down, I would say data loss is more severe. So that I would definitely jump onto this if I were them, but I don't see really the interest to solve this in a timely manner. And now my trust is fairly low with Evernote, and it has been declining over time, and this is like the nail in the coffin. I mean, this is the last thing. And trust is super, super important for everything, for business, for applications, and for everything around. And for a tool to be really successful, they really need to have their users trust the tool, and they need to have the users like the tool. They need to have this community that Evernote had in the past, but they are losing this, and they are losing it really, really fast. And I don't have the trust that Evernote will fix this in a timely manner. I mean, not my issue, but the problems with applications, the problem with how they are solving things. So what can I do? I can't fix Evernote, but I can go somewhere else. And that is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to go somewhere else to fix my note-taking problems. I have an app that I think will replace Evernote for me. I have found it a few days ago. And I will get back to talk about this application a little bit later. It may be in a couple of days. I need to work a little bit more with it, so I am sure that this is something that I can work with. So keep an eye, or more likely, have an ear out for it. It will come in a few days. So if you like this episode, please recommend it to friends, family, and colleagues. And why not, if you have the time, go into iTunes and give me a review, because that would help others to find the podcast and find the episodes and make the audience grow. And that would make me happy. So now I need to go and bury that coffin. So see you tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.